AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, tells NBC's Today Show he expects the Food and Drug Administration to soon recommend coronavirus vaccine booster shots for people with compromised immune systems.
But right now, at this moment, other than the immune compromised, we're not going to be giving boosters to people. But we will be following them very carefully, and if they do need it, we'll be ready to give it to them.
Fauci says for other vaccinated groups, such as the elderly, data is being collected to determine if or when their protection goes below a critical level. He adds it is inevitable that booster shots will be needed by everyone. The Census Bureau will release data from the 2020 census that will reshape political maps across the country.
The data is expected to show dozens of counties across 18 states, mainly in the South and Southwest, no longer have a majority racial or ethnic group. For the first time, the census is expected to show a decline in the non-Hispanic white population, with virtually all population growth in the U.S. to be among people of color. The data is being released more than 4 months late due to delays caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Wholesale inflation rises again. Ben Thomas has this.
The Labor Department reports its producer price index rose a full 1% in July. That matched the June increase, and over the past 12 months, wholesale prices are up a record 7.8%, the largest increase going back to 2010. The price surge has pushed inflation well above the Federal Reserve's target of 2%. Most of the July increase came from the rising cost of services. Margins for autos and auto parts also saw hefty gains, but overall, the rise in the price of goods was not as steep, and food costs actually fell for the first time since December. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Heading into afternoon trading, the Dow is down 90 points, the Nasdaq up 24. This is AP News. Heat warnings across the country and the chance of severe weather in the east.
The National Weather Service warns that temperatures will feel as high as 115 degrees in some places as a miserable heat wave continues baking much of the nation. It says daily record highs will likely be smashed in the northeast and the Pacific Northwest. And that's not all. Those in the northeast all the way to the Mississippi Valley may see strong to severe storms, and Tropical Depression Fred is expected to reach the Florida Straits by the weekend. I'm Rita Foley.
More than 100 large fires continue to burn in the West. The largest, the Dixie Fire in Northern California, has burned across close to 800 square miles and destroyed some 550 homes. It's just 30% contained. Thousands of people have evacuated ranches in small towns in southeastern Montana, where a wildfire that started Sunday is now more than 260 square miles in size. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.